We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, I was very disappointed the way our season went. And I thought last year, you know, we've gone 3 years without it. And I thought we had been in a position to do it. And the season, we finished under 500, which is first time in a long time. And so I thought changes had to be made. And I think we've made some moves and changes that I think give me personally some hope for the upcoming season.
Some hope. It's good that he's got some hope for the upcoming season. That was Robert Kraft at the owners' meetings earlier today.
Sounds like a very nice bird sanctuary they were broadcasting.
It is. Robert likes those interviews outside, which apparently is complicated carrying him live. That's the first clip we've been able to play from Robert. We'll keep those coming here. Hour number three, Jones and Mego with Arkham. We're here till 6 on a Monday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's all well and good. And I was ready to talk about that clip.
I'm going to pass out.
We need to reference the latest tweet, though, from Burt Breer. And we've fact-checked this. This is real Burt Breer. This isn't, you know...
Karen's got it, too.
Burt Breer. This isn't like some fake Burt Twitter account where we're getting sports talk ball sack. This is real Burt Breer. This sounds fake. This is real?
This is real.
Real.
Karen Garigian also tweeted it.
All right,
real Karen Garigian.
Read it to me. Let me hear it.
From Burt Breer, Patriots owner Robert Kraft said Meek Mill texted him 3 or 4 days ago saying Lamar Jackson wanted to come to New England.
What?
Kraft responded, that would be Bill Belichick's decision.
Later this week. Later this week.
Okay, so I got to be honest, the first time I read it, I didn't even pick up on that.
You didn't pick up on what? On what part?
I picked up on the last part that it's up to Bill. I missed the whole Lamar actually wants to come here piece. I skipped right over the whole Lamar wants to come here piece.
It's kind of a big part.
No, I know. I was just like, oh, okay, so Robert put it on Bill, whatever. Lamar wants to come here.
Yeah, according to Meek Mill.
That's the tweet.
Later this Meek.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of tweets flying around. How did Bill answer it again? Let me hear it, because I thought this was interesting when Bill said it at the time. I'm like, Bill's talked about his contract before. What do you mean you don't want to talk about any other players' contract status?
Yep. Like, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
Oh, interesting.
He's a free agent.
Interesting.
He doesn't
not got a dad.
Want to screw up the negotiations.
That's what, this is what I said earlier, and everybody dismissed it. I said, well, maybe it's a little, you don't want to mess up what's going on. It's a little too close to it. Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft, which just, again, what a sentence.
Later this Meek.
They're friends.
No, I know, but just again, like just wow. So Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft saying Lamar Jackson wants to be a Patriot, and Robert says, cool, I'm in, that's up to Bill. Do we really believe that?
Why would he say that if it's not... If
Do you believe
Meek
it?
Mill, okay, where is it in this game of strange NFL bizarro telephone?
Just ask if you believe it. So you believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. Why would Robert Kraft get up there and say it if it's not true? That's so strange.
Because we also think Robert Kraft loves Mac Jones, right?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But he's saying he's not saying that he wanted Lamar to be the quarterback.
I'm just saying
Meek Mill.
So let's play it out.
Has his friend told him this?
Let's
basically
play it out.
He's getting up there and saying, my famous friend told me this about another famous Meek.
Let's play it out. Why would Robert lie about it? Or why would Robert put the blame on Bill? Because Robert doesn't want to look like he's cheaping out on a high level quarterback? Is that a reason why? Like,
Could be,
I don't want to pay him, but I'm gonna put this on Bill. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't believe this for a second that it's up to Bill. I think if it were up to Bill, Lamar Jackson
that
might
already. Part.
Yes.
Okay. See, okay. There's two different parts to this tweet. And I feel like we need to be more specific.
I'm sorry.
So
my mistake.
Do you believe the first part that Meek Mill texted?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm sorry.
I believe that.
I'm sorry. I
now,
definitely believe that
Bill's
part.
Is it Bill's call? No.
Okay.
Something this big.
That's the part I was asking about. I'm sorry.
This is a joint effort. This is a joint decision, I believe.
Okay. I believe Meek Mill texted Robert.
I need to establish that side.
Was Robert even asked? Robert just volunteered that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hang on. Patriots owner Robert Kraft says Meek Mill texted him. So, like, I'm assuming Robert just volunteered it, right? No one was like, hey, Robert, you get any texts from Meek Mill lately?
Why are they streaming this?
You get any texts from Meek Mill lately?
Meek?
I can't imagine that's how it was phrased. So Robert volunteered this on his own. So, yes, I believe that Robert got the text from Meek Mill. And, yes, I believe that Lamar Jackson texted Meek Mill. Yeah, uh-huh. I believe all that. I believe it all. Now, the last part is what I was quibbling with. Do I believe that it's up to Bill? That I'm not so sure I believe.
Didn't Kraft just get done saying what a big fan of Mac he is and how
that's
they
what I'm saying,
right? Like,
yes.
I mean, this is... That's quite a about face, isn't it?
You can like both.
I'm a big fan of Mac Jones, but I don't want to ruin this Lamar Jackson negotiation.
Yeah, he didn't say that he wants Lamar here. I mean, look, if Meek is texting, like, did he call Meek Mill back?
I don't know.
Like, maybe. How do you respond to that text? Like, thumbs up emoji?
Yes, probably. I don't know.
I'm looking for pictures of like Meek Mill and Lamar Jackson together just to see if they're like really close friends or anything, and I can't find anything. So that doesn't mean they're not. But I also don't know. I don't know that Meek Mill would even know that about Lamar Jackson, right? Like, we don't know that.
I have no idea.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking how believable you think it is. I think it's believable that Lamar would want to come here, number one. I think Lamar wants out of Baltimore. I know what Rap Sheet's saying.
Okay, we know that because he tweeted it.
Well, but just hang on. But Rap Sheet is saying right now on NFL Network that like, he doesn't want to leave Baltimore. He's just trying to get somebody else to sign him to an offer sheet so he can get the contract that he wants and blah, blah, blah. That's what Rappaport is saying. I call bullcrap on that. I agree with you, Mego. I think he wants out of Baltimore. So I believe that. I believe he'd want to come here. Bill, way back when, and we played this clip a million times too, and I don't need to send you down a rabbit hole on this, Ryan, but we played Bill Belichick talking about Lamar Jackson a billion different times. Well, yeah, I think he's an elite quarterback. Wait till you see his contract this offseason. And at the time, in week three, we were talking about if Bill liked Lamar. We've been talking about it all offseason. I hope they bring him in. If it's really up to Bill, they should be getting him.
Better see what his contract is. That'll answer him.
Okay, like Bill likes Lamar, I think. Bill doesn't really like Mac, I also think. So if it's up to Bill, I think Lamar Jackson would already be here. That's the part I'm quibbling with from Robert Kraft. I believe that Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft, that Lamar Jackson texted Meek Mill, that he wants to be a Patriot. I believe all that, Malika. I do. But I don't believe that last sentence from Kraft, that it's up to Bill. Because I think if it were up to Bill, he'd already be here. They'd have flipped Mac Jones to the Raiders for a second-round pick or whatever they could get, and Lamar Jackson would be quarterback of the Patriots. That's what I think. What do you think, Arkan?
I think there may be something to that. I think that there's already here just with this thing from Kraft. It just sounds like there's more interest there than there is in Mac Jones. There's been so many opportunities for Bill Belichick to say something, anything about Mac Jones.
By the way,
he's just so hands-off about it.
They should be more interested in Lamar than Mac Jones.
They should be.
Like, every single team in the NFL would take Lamar Jackson over Mac Jones. So they should be, just for the record.
Well, that's not necessarily true. There's a bunch of teams that came out and said, you know what, we're not interested at all.
Why?
Why? Desmond Ritter, I think, is worse than Mac Jones.
Why?
And the Falcons are sticking with him.
Why?
I don't know.
Collusion. That's why. You don't think that's a factor?
No, I don't think there's collusion against Lamar Jackson.
Wait,
I don't think anybody wants to set a market for Lamar Jackson.
I think these
that's what they're colluding to do. Is
I think these
suppress
collusion.
The market.
These owners are colluding to not give quarterbacks guaranteed contracts.
Oh, this is absolutely
a
collusion.
Yeah, I mean, so like again, so why are teams coming out and saying that we want Desmond Ritter over Lamar Jackson? They don't actually believe it. No owner wants to break ranks, which is probably why Robert Kraft is putting it on Bill Belichick. It's not my call. I totally sign him. It's up to Bill. And so you also need that level of plausible deniability for these owners when they're colluding against players. And I say players in general. Lamar Jackson just is the next player on the market. I don't think it's specific with him. I think everybody's pissed at the Haslams and the Browns for making Deshaun Watson's contract guaranteed. And so no owner wants to break ranks. That's what I think is going on. And maybe that's why Kraft is putting it on Bill Belichick now that I think about it. Maybe that's a factor. 617-779-7937.
So, wait, really quick.
Yes.
With this information about Meek Mill acting seemingly as Lamar's agent.
Uh-huh.
Meek?
the only people on the beat who are out there who have tweeted this out, or the only reporters who have tweeted out are Bert Breer
and Karen.
And Karen. And I'm just like reading the tea leaves here. It looks like everybody else is filing stories. Was this an aside conversation?
Good question. I don't
because
know.
It doesn't
everybody
look like
would have tweeted this.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone would.
There's only these two. So I got to imagine that this was
people were filing
a conversation
stories?
Off to the side or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But if you weren't sticking around for Robert, you missed the scoop. Let's go to the phones here. Kyle's up in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Totally agree with everything you're saying. Love the show. I looked into Lamar tweeted, I guess, a few days ago, a meme of Ben Affleck with his jersey on and him smoking a butt or something. I'm reading into the tea leaves as well. I think Lamar wants to be here. He wants to be a Patriot. I mean, you see him reaching out to Meek Mill. I mean, it's such a prevalent thing nowadays when the rapper and the athlete are talking. And
yeah, so whatever.
Kyle,
I mean, maybe it's as simple as this. Maybe he just knows that Meek Mill has a connection to Robert Kraft and he's trying to make it happen through back channels because he doesn't have an agent.
We should have known that Kyle is so much smarter than us. He's speaking New England. He's putting out Ben Affleck memes. How did we miss this?
I didn't see
He's speaking Ben Affleck to
I saw,
us.
I saw his trade request earlier today, which I don't know that I've read this yet today. I should probably do this. Hang on. Let me get you the Lamar tweets from earlier today.
We're almost a year departed from Lamar playing lacrosse on camera.
Oh, yeah. You brought that up before. I did not know about that. He said he wants to thank his fans, blah, 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 blah. You're all great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family. No matter how far I go and where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to all my fans.
The part with the Ravens is before that.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, where's the trade request?
Says, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that's met me or been around me know I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl.
Okay, that I saw. I missed the Affleck meme.
I just retweeted it.
Let's go to Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just was curious. I mean, like, you never see stuff like this come out, really, with the Patriots. I mean, at this point, I feel like if Robert Kraft's openly talking about, Meek Mill's texting him about Lamar coming here, don't you think that at this point you might actually have to move on from Mac Jones? Like, I can't imagine playing for a team that's openly talking about getting rid of somebody.
I mean,
just want to know your thoughts.
All I have to say is, and I saw it running in the last break on Twitch. This was my plan in the offseason. My plan was get a new quarterback to replace Mac. My plan was get a wide receiver, which they have not done yet, although I guess they could, and then draft another one. Like,
I got Juju. What are you talking
about? That's not enough. That's not enough, though. I said
get a wide receiver.
I think I said get a stud wide receiver, I think is what I actually said. Like a Hopkins or even a Judy,
right,
I'd settle for.
I couldn't hear with the sound that your thumb was making in the belt loop.
Yep, that's true. No, it was a very loud, aggressive move that I made on Twitch. That is true. But so, look, I'm on board with this. I like Lamar. I think he's a massive upgrade over Mac Jones. I would have a field day with the Mac Jones people if this happens. And it's the owner kind of sort of keeping it alive. He's putting it on Bill, which I find suspicious. And is it because he doesn't really want to pay Lamar? He could pay him, but he doesn't want to. Or is it more about the owners not wanting to break ranks? It might be that. But either way, he's putting it on Bill. Okay, good. Let's take him at his word for a minute. It's up to Bill. They should get him. And I think if it were truly up to Bill, they'd already have him. So why is Robert even bringing it up?
Meek?
Like, why is Robert even bringing it up? I need to hear the full
I don't think
exchange
we're
going to
hear
that.
The audio well, from this because I think it's a conversation at the side.
I'm assuming eventually we will, but let's see. I want to know the full background on it. Karen or Bert or somebody needs to tell us what went down there. Somebody needs to fill in the gaps. Was that just volunteered by Robert? Was he asked about Lamar? How did that come up? I need to know that because that doesn't make a lot of sense for Robert to fan the flames unless they're in on Lamar Jackson. Why would he create a brush fire?
Because he wanted to show everyone that Meek Mill's sliding in his DMs. That's why.
I mean, well, you know what?
I'm cool.
It's not a bad answer.
Later this week.
617-779-7937. That was Christian Arcan. He's got all the latest here in trending. We'll keep working our way through Robert Kraft and what he had to say and your Lamar Jackson phone calls. Is it really happening? Should it happen? Do you want it to happen? Yes, yes, hopefully yes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
There's no ceiling on his ability to be a head coach, and he'll be a head coach. And I'm sure of that. I hope, you know, he's with us. So we'll see what happens.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I wore the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining? Flexing on these... I'm like Papa on his finish, double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant, I'm the tight cannon, mean casting, grind like I'm broke, that Lambo, my new, she'll ride.
It's Robert Kraft's guy. I still need to know how this went down.
Meek?
I need to know how it went down.
Meek?
I mean...
Meek?
The volunteering of the information from Robert Kraft. Not the texting. I care less about that. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of you waiting patiently on Robert Kraft's revelation.
This has to be the craziest thing that has come out of owners' meetings for the Patriots.
But this is the revelation, in case you're just tuning in, that Lamar Jackson told Meek Mill, who told Robert Kraft, that Lamar Jackson wants to be a Patriot. That's how it went down in Arizona. And... I just am wondering if it's all tied together. We were talking about this off the air. I wonder if it's all tied together, why Robert Kraft wasn't streaming live on Patriots.com. You know, like, I do think the Red Sox, and this point was made off the air. I don't know if anybody wants to come to air with it or not. But I do think the Red Sox protect John Henry from himself a little bit. You know, and I think John Henry doesn't want to play the game. I think the Red Sox largely, outside of winter weekend, say, hey, John, maybe don't. Sometimes you say too much. Sometimes you volunteer more than you should. And it's not like they're telling Robert not to talk, but let's not stream this thing live.
I think we blew the John Lester. You know, we blew resigning him.
Okay. Like,
you
might
say something like that.
Good example. Maybe get a tape recorder.
That's my
and
favorite example.
And check your phrasing.
You blow hard.
But when it comes to Robert Kraft, like, they're like, hey, NBC Sports Boston is going to have their cameras here, and maybe ESPN and everybody else. But you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to stream it live. Because what might he volunteer? I need to know. Was Robert asked about Lamar Jackson? Or did Robert just kind of volunteer that? And was it off to the side? Mego, I don't know if you said this on the air. It's all running together because we've been talking about this nonstop.
So because it looks like the bulk, just judging by tweets.
Tweets and who's saying
like
stuff,
the bulk
yes.
of the reporters who are out there from the New England contingency here didn't get wind of this, and only three or four people seem to have this quote directly from Robert Kraft, including Tamara Brown, who is the team reporter for Patriots.com. So that's someone who works for Robert Kraft, mm-hmm. quoting Robert Kraft in this inflammatory information. And other than that, it's just a few other people. So I had to imagine this was a conversation off to the side, but it was a conversation as casual as it might have been said or as formal as it might have been presented is okay by Robert Kraft to be out there.
It's just, it's interesting. And it might have been an aside. It might have been he wrapped up.
It was. Tamara Brown said Robert Kraft just told us in passing that Meek Mill texted him.
In passing?
In passing.
Oh, why?
My God.
But I mean, just why would he volunteer that? So again, so wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. So she tweeted it, Bert tweeted it, Karen tweeted it. Who was the other one? Volan tweeted it. That yes, Meek Mill told Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson wants to be a Patriot.
Oh,
do the Patriots want him? Should they want him? And well, do you want him as Patriots fans? Do you want to move on from Mac Jones? Lamar Jackson wants to be here. And Robert's letting everybody know. 617-779-7937.
I have a serious question.
What?
Do you think Bill Belichick knows about this, or is he hearing about it for the first time through this?
What do you mean? That Robert told people or about the text?
Did Bill just find out about this text along with the rest of us? Or do you think that he's heard this behind the scenes if it happened 3 days
you
ago?
Think Robert,
that would be hilarious.
You think Robert?
I'm just saying this feels like the level we're playing at.
Yeah, hey, Bill, I just got a text. I'm forwarding it to you.
Like, does he just forward his text to him? Does he text him on the side? Does he have Jonathan do it? My answer is no. I don't think it's the first time Bill's heard about it.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what we're dealing with here.
It is kind of wild. It is.
I have to imagine since he mentioned Bill that it's That's been what, a conversation. I don't think he would have brought Bill into
it. He put
it
on Bill. So if they don't get Bill, Bill's going to be the one who gets blamed for it. And by the way, I don't think that's fair because I do think this is an ownership thing. I bet if it was just up to Bill, I bet Lamar Jackson would be here. I bet Lamar Jackson would be a Patriot and Mac Jones would be playing for the Raiders or something like that. I said that earlier.
You think Bill would want to trade all those things he'd have to trade to get him? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think he wants to go into next year with Mac as his quarterback. Just listen to what he said earlier today.
Yeah, but that means he'd rather have like a fourth round pick in the draft next year, not a big star like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, I think he now
knows.
It'd be
out of character for him if he did.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no.
I think it would be.
He's been aggressive, not at quarterback. He hasn't had to be aggressive at quarterback for 20 years.
True.
But he's been aggressive elsewhere on his roster, here and there. Not all the time, but he has done it. 617-779-7937. Just real quick. He also talked about Jerod Mayo and his future. So we played that for you. The sky is the limit. He seemed to suggest that Jerod Mayo is the heir apparent, which I don't think is shocking. I don't think that should shock anyone, but it's still interesting. He views linebacker coach Jerod Mayo as a potential heir apparent to Bill Belichick. Okay? So there's that. I want to play another clip coming up as well. We'll take some phone calls first, but I want to play the clip we discussed earlier because I haven't heard it yet. Robert Kraft discussing Bill Belichick and how he feels about Bill at this point in time. But let's knock out some phone calls because there's a lot of them here. Leslie is on the Vineyard. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Patriot season ticket holder, I'm sorry, I've had a bad cough for a long time. So
okay, you sound good.
Good. Great. Okay. As a season ticket holder, my biggest, I guess, anger point is the money that they're not spending. You know, when we were doing so well, my husband's been sick for 20 years, and we depend on the Patriots just every week and going to the games, and all of that helped us. And I've been so down. He passed this year, but I've been so down that they're not making money. I don't care if it's Lamar. I don't care if it's Juju. I just can't see that they're spending less money. I've been watching the TV, too, the Sports Boston.
Yeah, so Leslie, here's what I would say. Yeah. First of all, you know, we're sorry to hear about your health and the passing of your husband, so we are sorry about that. But secondly, all the things I've said about the Patriots go out the window if they get Lamar Jackson. Like, statement, they're done, right? I've stopped asking it as a question. Are they done? What are they up to? Are they going to add wide receivers? Are they going to have a quarterback? Last week, I'm like, no, it's a statement now. They are done. Well, that's out the window. And any questions about the spending as well should be out the window if they bring in Lamar Jackson. And, like, I don't know. if Robert really is sensitive to that commentary, and, you know, we played clips from Tom Curran last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, we asked Tom about it, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when we were at BetMGM in Springfield. And so if Robert really is sensitive to it, this is the best way to clean it up. Don't stick with your young, cheap, mediocre quarterback. Go out and bring in a top-flight, borderline elite, stud, big-ticket quarterback. And then you can shut everybody up about your spending.
So we didn't talk about this on air last week, but there were the reports that an associate, someone in Lamar's life, was trying to broker deals for him.
Yes, yeah. He was not certified by the, I forget, by the league or the NFLPA, I forget which. But yes, there was somebody.
It was a different person. It wasn't Meek Mill.
Yes, there was somebody trying to broker deals for him that was not certified.
I'm just not familiar off the top of my head. Is there any way that this outreach is problematic for an eventual deal with Lamar?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question.
Didn't the NFL just come out and say, hey, everybody stop talking to this other person, remember?
Right, that's what she's saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And you're
Thanks
saying
for
is,
listening,
You're saying is Meek Mill in the same camp, though.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think, like, this to me constitutes back channels. This isn't, like, trying to negotiate for Lamar Jackson.
Right.
This is just letting letting a buddy of yours know, hey, you know, Lamar's interested. I can't imagine that's a violation, but to answer your question,
well,
I don't.
Well, if the buddy's the owner of the team, then it kind of is.
I don't know if it is. For me.
I mean, Dana White tried to facilitate a deal with Tom Brady and the Las Vegas Raiders 2 years ago.
Right, but
nothing bad came of that.
But the difference to Mego's point is that one we know about before it happens, and the other was kind of whispered about after the fact.
It's a direct text to the owner, and the owner is telling reporters that.
My answer is I don't know, but this isn't negotiating on his behalf. This is just saying, hey, he'd like to play for you. This isn't trying to, like, work out a trade or work out a contract or anything. Which is what they got reprimanded.
Even if it is, fine. Take a fourth-round draft pick. Take a fifth.
Yeah, right.
Slap him on the wrist. Who cares? Because the Patriots could end up with Lamar Jackson.
Right. It's like the Dolphins. Like, oh, if the Dolphins end up landing.
Oh, you found out. Oh,
if they
ended
up landing Tom Brady, do you think they give two craps about the first-round pick they lost? They shouldn't.
Right.
Joy's in the Jeep. Go ahead, Joy.
Hi. I think people keep looking at him as he's a free agent, and that's really not the case. You don't want to come up with a contract that.
Yeah. Well, he is though, Joy. Anybody can negotiate with him right now.
Correct. And then if he agrees, then Baltimore can match him.
Yeah, so he's a restricted free agent, but he's still a free agent. Like, that, if this was the NBA, that would be a restricted free agent. But I think he's still a free agent. I mean, he is. I would still characterize that as a free agent. I think the way Reese characterized it to Bill today was the right way to do it.
That's what that franchise tag means.
Anybody can have him. Anybody. The Ravens have the right to match.
Anyone can
negotiate with them is the better way to put it. I think that's a free agent.
Even Meek Mill.
Yes, exactly. So I promised, and we'll continue to take your Lamar phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Are you in? Are you out? Lamar wants to be a Patriot. How do you feel about that? Again, 617-779-7937. Let me hear Robert Kraft on Bill Belichick and why Robert still believes in him.
Bill is exceptional at what he does, and I've given him the freedom to make the choices and do the things that need to be done. And his football intellect and knowledge is unparalleled from what I've seen. And just when you talk to him, the small things analytically that he looks at. But in the end, this is a business. You either execute and win or you don't. And, you know, that's where we're at. I think we're in a transition phase. I think we've made some moves this year that I personally am comfortable with. And I still believe in Bill.
Okay. I mean, that wasn't as strong of a support as I was thinking potentially was there. What did he say? You either win or you don't? What was the thing he said in the middle? You either win or you don't. They're not. And he kind of throws in at the end, yeah, I still believe in Bill. But, like, a lot of it's wishy-washy.
But in the end, this is a business. You either execute and win or you don't.
They're not. So if it's a business and you either execute and win or you don't, they're not right now, Robert. So what's he saying? You still don't think that's an ultimatum?
No. He says they're in transition. So it's not like he thinks that the team has arrived and that he's going to see results right now. It sounds like, as bad as last year was, it was kind of a reality check. Of, like, you have a first-year quarterback when we were hearing from him at this time last year.
Yep.
And it sounded like he was super high on Mac then and was like, okay, you know, the ship is back on course. Let's go. And now it's like, okay, it's not going to be so easy. There's some stumbling blocks, maybe because in part of decisions that Bill made. But the other part is he says – they've made some decisions this offseason that he's comfortable.
So I was just going to ask you about this. What do you think he's talking about?
I would say bringing in Bill O'Brien.
See, I think it's the coaches. That's
sending
Jacoby
Myers.
I don't think he's talking about the. To me, I don't think he's talking about the players there. I don't know.
Mostly Bill O'Brien, but
I think he's talking about
exactly,
the coaches.
That's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
I'm
confident in.
Right.
And I don't want to pick apart the words. It just
no. Let's pick them apart. That's the job. Let's pick them apart.
It is very wishy-washy to use the word that you use.
It is. I agree. Arkan, you think he's talking about the coaches? I definitely think that.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think that the main thing that everyone was uncomfortable with last year was the coaches. It wasn't the players because the roster is very similar. Aside from, you know, Jacoby Myers and Juju Smith-Schuster or Jonnu Smith and Mike Gesicki, it's really a lot of the same guys. So I'm not sure what other thing he could even be talking about at this point.
Yep, 617-779-7937. I mean, he could be talking about Juju or Gesicki, but I don't think that's it. Keith is in the car. Go ahead, Keith.
How's it go, fellas? So I do like Lamar in regards to fun to watch, athletic, all that stuff, makes great plays. But if you look at the last 2 years, so he's missed 10 games. He's, like, I think 7-5 and 8-4. He's 16 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. The next year he was 17-7, which is pretty good. But, I don't know, $40 million for a guy who I would put it, I bet, he's going to miss at least 4 to 5 games next year.
Okay, fine. How concerning is the injuries? I know you've brought this up before, Mego.
It's concerning. It's real. It's a real thing. And we go back and forth all the time about the, the upside to having a more mobile quarterback versus a pocket passer. I will just say, for the most part, overall, pocket passers do tend to stay on the field more. The availability overall in the modern NFL for the pocket passer is better. But sometimes a longer-term career. But
it might be better, but I can think of a bunch of examples of guys who get hurt, including Mac.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy. You know, I mean, I guess I got to keep thinking now of guys who got hurt last year. But, like, those are two immediate young pocket passers that come to mind off the top of my head.
Okay.
With guys getting hurt.
You missed the giant example.
Tua?
No.
Who?
Garoppolo.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Garoppolo. Good one.
I had to sit here and make an argument for
Garoppolo barely even is a starting quarterback in my mind. Tua's another
good job,
one.
Mago.
Tua's, like, not super mobile. I don't know if he's a pocket passer, but Tua's another one.
I'm
like,
just saying overall. Like, the numbers prove out that
Burrow blew out his knee a few years ago.
Mostly pocket passers tend to be on the field more. But at the same time, I'm not anti-mobile quarterback. If a guy's going to get hurt a couple times a year.
Just
like,
get on team feet. Team feet! Just get on team feet. Ryan knows.
HR?
Look, I love Mac Jones. I want to see what he could do with this team. But you do not get an opportunity
to
get a talent like
this
every day.
Honestly, here's how much I want Lamar here.
How much?
I don't even think I can't commit to this. Never mind. I was about to say I wouldn't even call out all the hypocrisy from the Mac Jones people all of a sudden getting on the Lamar bandwagon. I have been asking this question maybe since our first show. This might have come up on the first show we did together. And I'm like, Lamar over Mac. And we were taking phone calls. Can't do that. Too injury prone. Too expensive. Don't want to pay what it's going to get. And you know if they get him, everybody would reverse course. I don't know that I could ignore calling out the hypocrisy, but I'll do my best to ignore calling out the hypocrisy. That's how badly I want Lamar.
Very, very mature of you.
That's how badly I want Lamar on this team. I would ignore the hypocrisy from Patriots fans who are
like a day.
Gotta keep Mac. Can't do it. Like, Lamar's so much clearly better, it's not even funny. Bob is in Amesbury. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I just want to talk more clarity on the Mac Jones, Lamar Jackson situation. You got to remember, the Patriots haven't had any wide receiver talent on this team since Randy Moss, besides Rob Gronkowski and maybe Welker and Edelman.
Edelman, I count, yeah.
They don't have the talent. Even Juju Smith-Schuster is second at best, maybe a third wide receiver. Just by putting a guy like Lamar Jackson on a team that is injury prone, there's only two quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that's actually made a difference in a running quarterback, and that was Randall Cunningham and Michael Vick.
Yeah, or Russell Wilson, who won a Super Bowl, or Jalen Hurts, who got to a Super Bowl last
year.
Patrick
Mahomes.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes is hard to
mobile quarterback.
He's hard to put in a category, but yes, he's more mobile than not for sure. But when it comes to his point about a wide receiver, I forget who's made this point before. Is it Curran? Who's made this point that the Patriots might have a better wide receiver room than the Ravens? Oh, it might have been Bill Barnwell. I forget.
I agree with that, by the way.
So
the Ravens wide receiver room blows.
So does the Patriots wide receiver room.
You think the Patriots
it's better than the Ravens.
Okay. But the Ravens have Mark Andrews, who's a beast.
Okay,
exactly,
fine. But the
wide receivers is
worse. But the point is, it's going to be one for one. Like, Lamar made it work with crappy receivers, so he can make it work with crappy receivers here. That would be my take. We can quibble about who has a better receiver room. The Patriots receivers room is bad. I think it's bad. It's still one of the worst in the NFL. Still, bottom 10. But Lamar can make it work with a bottom 10 receiver room. I think that should be the takeaway. 617-779-7937. We'll reset more. Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick both spoke today at the owners' meetings in Arizona. And on the way next, Meg's Planning with Megan Onilini. Stay tuned.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
I can't believe I have to do this segment right now. We got Lamar Jackson talking to Meek Mill, who's texting Robert Kraft, and you're making me do this stupid Meg-splaining segment.
And Robert Kraft is like... saying, yeah, it's up to Bill. One of the things I want to get to, how should Mac be feeling about all this? That's something we can get to
We're
coming
get
up.
To it.
But
We're
no, I want to hear, what are you Meg-splaining today?
I want to
hear
Meek-splaining.
This is, I'd like to hear that. This is a debate that has started in my household recently, and I can't be the only person who started doing this.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about watching TV with captions?
Oh, I hate it.
With captions.
So out.
I feel like it helps me hear better.
Yes.
I have them on all the time.
Oh!
I don't know why. I can't explain why.
I'm so
but
out.
But I definitely hear better. And even like little stuff that's very, very quiet because my ears are trashed. It helps.
I'm so anti-closed captioning. Arcan, you know, during the pandemic, we would assign different television shows.
Yes.
And there were a few international shows. You know, Money Heist, Dark... I never watched Squid Game, but this would be another, right, where you can do like a dubbed version versus closed captions.
Ooh, Sweet Home.
That's in a different language.
No, but you can do a dubbed version where you don't need. I'm so anti closed caption.
But the dubbed versions are so bad.
I don't care. This is what I'm telling you. I'm so anti closed caption. I prefer the dubbed version to reading closed caption. That's what I'm telling you. That's how anti closed caption I am.
So,
and how anti, you know, for me personally, reading along. I can't watch and read. I can't do both. I'm either reading and not watching. Or I can't do both. My brain is not smart enough to do both, so I hate it.
It's become my preferred way of watching. And I think it started with, well, I know it started with Game of Thrones, because half the time I couldn't understand what anybody on that
accents.
Show was saying. And also every name was something crazy, like Larpitin or something. And I'm like, who the hell is Larpitin? We're supposed to remember who that is? What is that name?
Oh, so it helps by saying this
yeah,
person,
Yeah, all the
colon.
Lannisters were just blonde and had the same names.
Got it.
And I was like, who is
Larpitin,
this? Okay, it's
colon.
Tyrion, and
Got
then
it.
It's Tywin and Tyra. And I'm like, I don't know who these Lannisters are. And so I started that way because I'd be like, okay, at least I can see the names. So I know who they're talking about by the name. I can see it. Like, I just process it better that way. And then also, when I went to the gym, I would start watching something. And for some reason, I could pay attention better, like running on the treadmill, watching something if I turned the captions on. Like, I don't know. I just process it better. And now it's just become my preferred way of watching. So anytime I turn on Netflix or whatever on my TV, like my
smart TV, it's automatically on.
It's automatically captioned.
Okay.
And in my house, the other inhabitant who likes to watch the TV
this
goes,
is what I was just going to ask.
Why are the captions always on? Like, why can you turn the captions off?
So
and I'm like, I like the captions on. It helps me watch it.
What's Doctor Who's complaint?
So he just doesn't like it. It bothers him.
Yeah,
he says it's distracting.
It is distracting. I agree with him.
I don't think it's
couldn't
distracting
be more with him.
At all.
All I'm doing is reading and not watching. Yes, I agree with that 1,000%.
The only time to me that it's distracting is if you're watching like a news show or Sports Center or something like that, in which case, for whatever reason, the closed captioning is always like 4 seconds behind. So it just has all these words up that were said 4 seconds ago. And that really bothers me. That I can't abide by. But here's the most annoying part is so I will turn off the closed captioning. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? 5 minutes later, pause the show. What did he say? Wait, what did he say there? Oh, my God. I wonder what he said, because here's the other thing is you watch all
Wait,
these.
Wait, who's saying that? You?
No.
The other inhabitant.
The other inhabitant.
Yes, so you're putting and it. You're so, like, boy, close
like,
caption. What it really
I don't
helped.
Know, but let's keep the show going. We're put, just, put that's going to be subtitles. A plot hole. That's going to be a plot. You know, you can't revert, you can't rewind it and now hear what they're saying. I like the closed captioning, and I wish there was some kind of middle ground. But it doesn't appear
yeah,
like
no,
that's
that,
the
well,
case.
Well, that's not. You can't. Arcan, you can't
it's
have
either
that.
On or it's not.
Yeah, right.
Why do you like it, Arcan?
I like it because I like the TV loud, and my wife always turns it way down, and so it's hard to hear because she likes the TV very quiet, and I have hearing problems, and I need it loud. So if I can't have it loud, at least I can read what they're saying.
I'm
and,
sorry.
So Arcan is like my grandmother watching Price is Right. Yeah. That's what Arcan
it's
is.
It's blaring in there.
Arcan is my grandmother watching Jeopardy.
You should hear my headphones
20 years
right
ago.
Now. You would blow your brains out.
No. That's the first time I was like aware of closed caption and subtitles was my grandmother watching game shows when I was like 10 years old. So that's your that's who you are.
That's right.
Hey, did you get something from the fridge? What? You turned the TV down.
No, they're so
dog's barking.
They're so distracting. I don't like them. In fact, again, as I said earlier, I would choose a dubbed version over following along with the subtitles.
I also get like a little.
And the dubbed versions are terrible. The dubbed versions are really bad. The
doesn't match what they're saying in their mouths.
The ones
sucks,
for like
yes.
Money Heist and Dark. There's just no emotion. There's no emotion. You're
and
getting
they
no.
Just they don't translate flat, well. Like whatever cultural context is around the language never translates. Like in Squid Game, they'd be like, "You listen to me, old man." And I'm like, "What is that?" I'm sure that. The character is not
sure
talking
not,
like that.
That's not what they say.
I'm sure that's not the intonation.
It's
of
easier
it.
To read that than to hear someone saying it. You know.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. But I'm out on those. But
this is all for captioning.
Has it caused like a great? Has it caused like a big fight?
No, it's just
a little tiff.
It's an irritant because then it happens because a lot of the shows that we watch are like you know dramas like Succession the other night, and some it'll be someone kind of like mumbling something. Or you know, or somebody says a name that's hard to understand, and they're like, "Wait, who are they talking about?" Also, a lot of these shows, like the HBO type shows, like the Netflix high end shows, they kind of just expect you to catch up as you're watching. Like they're not going to spoon feed you everything. So I'm like, I need to be able to. I think I'm just more of a visual learner, where I'm like, I need to be able to see the names so I know who they're talking about, like directly under the person.
This is the original hot take bot taking over, right? Isn't like that's all? Isn't that all? Like, is somebody typing that in? That's like that's computer generated, isn't that?
Oh, I love when they
the
screw
subtitles.
It up a
no,
little bit.
No.
I think it is.
In.
I don't think so.
On like Netflix and stuff, it's typed in because they type in like stage direction sometimes too. You know what I mean?
Like, oh,
it's like,
I like
it's coming,
they,
coming right off the script.
I like when they type in, especially.
But if it's coming right off the script, how do you get typos? I disagree with that.
Don't look at me.
On Netflix?
I just
think,
work here.
I don't think there are typos.
I think it's. I think
yeah,
it's,
oh, there are typos.
There definitely are. There's typos all the time.
Maybe there's a typo in the script. I don't know. I mean, I usually, it looks like it's not, because it tells you the name. You know, it says, I don't think that that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I thought PBS did all that crap. Usually at the very end, it'll say, like, captioning done by, you know.
An individual?
Yeah.
I really thought that was the original, like, AI. I thought that was computer generated. Artificial intelligence. That's what I thought that was.
It probably
is. Super, super wrong then.
Somebody has to sit there and transcribe all that? That sounds miserable. I'm sure they just give it to a bot.
It's probably one of those people who like type stuff in court, you know, the
stenographer.
Yeah, the stenographer basically type along with their stuff.
I wouldn't be good at that because did you guys take typing
yes.
in school?
Mavis Beacon.
Up?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, was that the program?
Yeah, windshield with the windshield and the bugs when you type something wrong. Remember that? Oh God, I sucked.
Okay,
at that.
I figured out in whatever program I was trained on that you could type the first word and then just bang a bunch of gibberish onto it. And then type the last word, and it would clock you as typing super fast.
And wow. you would be like,
so I zoomed
300 words a minute.
So yeah, so I zoomed through like all my little exams, and then I just played Oregon Trail the rest of it.
Smart.
And
nice.
Now I can't type for crap. Now I'm basically like
you're
typing
a,
with just like
you're not like
two
a seek and destroy one finger typer.
No,
are
no,
you?
No. Okay. But I'm a really bad typer.
Okay, I wish I could. I'd like to try that again. I'd like to really test my typing skills. I feel like they were pretty good. I feel like in computer lit, I feel like I could really fly. I wasn't
computer lit.
That's what we called it. Computer literacy.
Wait,
no,
what?
Mm-mm. It was a computer literacy typing class. Is that not? That's not what it was called. Is that not
sounds,
what everybody called it?
Sounds very Vermont.
That's what
Mavis Beacon stinks. That lady is full of herself.
So we called it in Vermont. Computer lit class.
Total diva.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, you got computer lit there next? Yeah. Hey.
Anyway, yeah. I do. I have read that it's more of a trend among younger people. To like to watch with the captions.
Yeah, you don't want to watch
so
the show, you just want to read
you
it.
You would assume it would be for just people like old-ass Arcan who's hard of hearing.
Why don't you just read a book next time? is my, this is my brother.
Honey? Honey, what? Turn what down?
Nana! Nana!
Oh, the TV, okay.
Nana,
sorry.
I'm grabbing ice cream out of the fridge. Nana!
Hold on.
Nana!
Final Jeopardy, okay? Just wait until Final Jeopardy's over.
Nana, you're out of ginger ale! Nana!
Anyway.
Arkin, does that wake your baby up?
Everything wakes my baby up.
See now, I interpret it as because you want.
I'm picturing that music playing while Arkan's standing on his back deck, just looking at different planets.
I interpret it as, oh yeah, check that out. There's Venus.
I interpret it as because he watches the TV so loud, his wife makes him put the closed captioning on. You're saying you do both?
No.
Yeah, the second.
We listen to it at her volume, and I put the
right, because you can't, because Arkan can no longer hear it.
That's right.
That's what it is.
There's no point.
So anyway, that's Meg explaining. With Megan Ottolini.
Let's
each
get back
and every
to
day. Each and every day at this time. You know who I bet likes the subtitles?
Sneak.
I bet Robert Kraft is a fan of the subtitles when they're watching Netflix at the Kraft household.
There are dozens of us.
Let's reset what's going on with the Patriots. It's a lot with your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.